Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and once again, I have Marnie Werner with me
today. Good morning.
Good morning. There was a bill that was foisted in Congress, apparently, that has to do with the newspapering business.
Right. It's I believe it's a senator from Maryland, is interested in passing a bill that would allow newspapers to function as nonprofits in hopes that this would help the foundering newspaper industry save a little money and manage to save itself.
Mm. Well, be that as it may, newspapers in rural Minnesota are still a going concern, although they have their challenges in terms of the economic challenges that face
right, and newspapers always do. It's just that kind of that business model. You know, they get their some money from subscriptions, but they really get their money from advertising. And you know, in the way the economy is right now, advertising is kind of falling off a cliff. But local newspapers, it seems like they seem to be in much better condition than, say, your big national newspapers that mm-hmm. we're hearing about so much.
Well, and I think that, most communities in outstate Minnesota probably have one newspaper, and sometimes mm-hmm. it's a weekly, it's not even a daily.
Right.
But, you know, the importance of these institutions, I don't think that can be overlooked.
No, not really, especially in smaller communities. I mean, the problem with the newspaper industry right now and the whole news industry is basically the internet. You know, people are migrating to the internet. People
right.
are just not buying your hard copies of newspapers anymore. And so that's what's really sinking newspapers, traditional newspapers as we know it. But part of the problem, too, is that as people are moving to the internet, they're moving to certain news sources and certain bloggers and certain websites. And, you know, a defender of newspapers could argue that this isn't necessarily good for the community's social consciousness. They're just not getting a complete picture of the news.
Right. And even if you only have one newspaper in your community, you still have the diversity of ideas out there
mm-hmm.
because most publishers are going to print contrary letters to the editor, things
right.
that take the newspaper to task about what they printed yesterday.
Right. And in a local town with a local newspaper, basically everybody reads the newspaper. Everybody knows what's going on at the city council meeting. If they don't like the way the reporter or the editor covered the news, they can go and talk to that person. You know,
absolutely.
They know where they live. There's much more of a lively public conversation going on around this than you would get from just reading blogs.
Well, there are legitimate
yeah,
online
and, you
sources.
Know, we shouldn't paint everybody with a big broad brush. There are legitimate, well-trained people out there. But, you know, people who get all their news from the internet really have to be careful that they're not just going to the sites that they agree with
right.
and reading the blogs that they agree with, because they're not getting anything new.
Mm-hmm.
They're not broadening their understanding of anything.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, it's a fascinating topic. We could go on for an hour easily,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure, but we have to cut it off here. Thanks so much for joining us. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.